What if the very thing you've been seeking, peace, love, enlightenment, has been here all along, hidden in plain sight within your own experience? In life's most ordinary moments, a baby's first cry, morning dew on grass, an elderly father's wrinkled hands, we can suddenly experience a profound sense of connection that transcends our usual feeling of separation. These aren't just poetic notions. A scientist friend, a committed atheist, described holding her newborn daughter for the first time as a moment when all self-centered thoughts vanished. Past and future dissolved into the precious present, and she experienced love so vast that words failed her. Without realizing it, this rational scientist had temporarily become a non-dual mystic. This experience isn't limited to profound life events. Artists, musicians, and athletes often describe similar states, moments when the self falls away and they become absorbed in creative flow. Even washing dishes can become cosmic when those soap bubbles suddenly seem like the most fascinating things in the universe. Modern physics confirms what spiritual teachings have always pointed toward. Everything is fundamentally interconnected. We've invented countless words for this cosmic wholeness: oneness, Tao, God, but the reality transcends all language. For most of my life, I felt like a depressed wave in the cosmic ocean, separate, at war with myself and others. I desperately tried to fit in, only sinking deeper into misery. I blamed external factors while clinging to rigid ideas about how things should be. In my mid-20s, I realized my depression wasn't happening to me, but was my own resistance to life. My suffering stemmed from judgments about how things should be rather than embracing what is. At the core lay the sense of being separate from life, an individual who had to control my life. Perhaps my failure wasn't weakness. Perhaps this was never my life to control. Freedom meant waking up from the dream of separation and embracing all that appears in the ocean of present experience. We seek wealth, power, love, success, and enlightenment because these symbolize home to us. Yet even when we achieve our desires, completeness is fleeting before emptiness returns. Something remains perpetually unsatisfied, as our life story can never be complete in time. I once met a millionaire who retired at 37 only to face the same emptiness he'd tried to escape through work. Getting what we want doesn't remove our primal homesickness. In a world of impermanence, we also face anxiety about losing what we have. Nothing external can bring us home or provide the cosmic security we crave. Our seeking begins in infancy. When babies feel distress, they cry until mother restores comfort, creating the illusion that something external can make us whole. Perhaps we're trying to return to the womb's wholeness, where no separation existed, just completeness. In our deepest essence, we are the wholeness we long for. Present experience reveals only constant change. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, and sounds appear and disappear like waves in the ocean of awareness that we are. Each experience arises and falls in consciousness. We are not our thoughts or feelings, yet inseparable from them. From the ocean's perspective, all waves, violent or gentle, are simply water, all part of itself. The ocean isn't threatened by any wave because none can alter what it truly is. We are the open space in which all experience comes and goes, the depths untouched by surface turbulence. Nothing is fundamentally problematic. Pain, anger, and fear come and go without threatening our true nature. Yet, as humans who don't recognize this, we make these experiences into problems, thinking, "This wave doesn't belong." We judge waves as good or bad, missing the inherent completeness in every experience. This judgment creates resistance, the root of psychological suffering. Acceptance isn't something we achieve, but something we recognize is already happening. As the ocean, we unconditionally accept every wave, because we are every wave. This acceptance has no opposite. It's the inseparability between ocean and waves. This revolutionizes our understanding of acceptance. It's not about trying to accept as a future goal, but recognizing yourself as the open space that already includes everything, even waves of non-acceptance. I exhausted myself seeking enlightenment by trying to accept everything, not realizing that even my failure to accept was accepted. When our non-acceptance is deeply accepted, it transmutes. All suffering becomes an invitation home to this deepest acceptance. Our true nature is naturally loving and at peace, not through effort, but through recognition that we are the ocean itself. We create suffering when we exhaust ourselves trying to control thoughts, battling against bad ones while clinging to positive ones. Working with cancer patients in severe pain, a doctor once asked how to balance physical healing with helping patients recognize their true nature beyond suffering. This highlights a common misunderstanding of spiritual concepts. The notion that pain is an illusion often becomes an avoidance mechanism. Telling someone in agony that there is only oneness can invalidate their experience, creating separation rather than connection. True spirituality isn't denial, but the end of denial. Finding wholeness begins by validating present experience, however illusory it might ultimately be. I spoke with a woman given weeks to live who was in tremendous pain. Despite decades of spiritual seeking, her spiritual facade crumbled as fear about death, frustration with her body, and sadness overwhelmed her. This crumbling facade was actually life's invitation to discover her true self in this moment. Her suffering came less from physical pain than from attachment to concepts about awakening, that enlightened people should feel peaceful all the time. The pain she could handle, it was the death of her identity that devastated her. Our deepest fear isn't death, but truly living, being fully awake to life's raw, wild energy. Life includes everything, and waking up means accepting we cannot shield ourselves from any of its waves. Many mistakenly believe enlightenment means escaping negative experiences, creating a perfectly calm ocean without bad waves, a misconception born from our desire to control experience. Throughout history, we've waged war on perceived darkness, attacking whatever threatens our pursuit of light. We label these aspects dangerous or evil, not recognizing they're simply waves of experience we're rejecting. Many spiritual teachings present themselves as solutions to the problem of being human, teaching us to transcend negativity and detach from life. But being human was never the problem. We're already perfect in our imperfection, already embraced by the very life we're trying to avoid. Enlightenment isn't about controlling experience, but discovering who you are, so radically open that escaping present waves becomes impossible. Stop running from what you are. Your pain, fear, anger, and sadness aren't obstacles to awakening. They are the doorway. When you meet what arises without resistance, you discover the ocean that has been here all along. Your suffering is the universe's invitation home to the wholeness you never left.